1973. The departure of chrome front bumpers allowed engineers to install body color front end systems that met federal 5 mile per hour impact requirements for damage to headlights and safety equipment. However, the new package did add 35 pounds of weight. Additionally, the front hood was extended rearward over the windshield wipers, eliminating the vacuum-operated lift panels that were used between 1968 and 1972 to conceal wiper mechanisms. Metal side impact beams were incorporated into the inside of the doors, again per federal mandate. A new coolant recovery system provided a reservoir to hold high-temperature coolant overflow and returned it to the radiator once it was cooled. New chassis mounts and rubber inserts inside metal sleeves isolated road chatter. A sound-absorbing pad was added to the hood's interior surface, and sound-absorbing material was sprayed on several inner panels to deaden sound. Since the rear windows were no longer removable, luggage space increased 2 inches because of the removal of the window storage shelf, and for the first time, radial tires were used. Sales again climbed to over 30,000 units, and by 1973, 5 times more coupes than convertibles were manufactured.